Bishop Bill Walk of the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee. Thanks for joining me today. You know, I wanted to start by asking you just generally, since, you know, in March when things really, when the pandemic became declared a pandemic, what has the diocese approach been with? I know some dioceses around Florida have canceled Mass, etc. What has your diocese approach been to all this?
You know, the church, we who are responsible for making decisions for churches and dioceses, just like everyone else, have been making decisions constantly, it seems, as we get more information or, you know, as we experience more and more of this pandemic, the effects of it. And so for all of us, for me and the diocese here, I was trying to hold on to having, you know, the churches open as long as possible, to having Masses with the congregation as long as possible, of course, because it's so important to us. And then when it came time, I was in conversation with the other bishops of Florida, and we all decided that, you know, this is, it's time for public safety reasons. We must close our churches and suspend Masses with the congregation for the foreseeable future.
Was that a decision made recently?
That was about 2 weeks ago, actually. So this is, we've had 2 weekends so far of Masses without a congregation.
So really, in effect, this is statewide when it comes to the Catholic Church in Florida, sounds like.
Right. Each diocese is really kind of, you know, independent, if you will. But we decided we wanted to be united on this. So all seven dioceses made the decision to do it on the same weekend, to start it on the same weekend.
I'd imagine, I mean, I'm sure for anyone who's been to a Mass and across different faiths, I'm sure it's pretty self-explanatory, but I mean, if someone's been to a Catholic Mass, they know taking communion, you know, shaking hands, things like that. It's a very communal atmosphere. I gotta imagine that factored into the decision in trying to keep people safe. I mean, am I on base with that?
Absolutely. And even before we made the decision to suspend the Masses for the public, we were already deciding, you know, to suspend the sign of peace. You could just bow or smile or wave at someone, you know. Communion could be received only in the hand, or that was the recommendation, you know. There were some things we were already doing, but now it became very clear that we needed to do more.
Right, and I mean, for people who listening who may not know, I mean, like my grandmother, very Irish Catholic, would, you know, stick her tongue out, and the, you know, the person giving communion would place it on her tongue. So, you know, that was something that it was in those early stages. It just became, you can receive it in your hand. That's what that was about.
Right. We strongly recommended that, you know, that someone would do that, because there's, you know, but even with the hand, you know, we realize that there's a risk of some contamination, you know, cross contamination. And so, and you know, of course, that brings up all kinds of questions. We believe that it's not just a piece of bread, it's the body of Christ or the blood of Christ. And so people say, well, God will provide, God will protect us. But, you know, we got into all of that and we said, yes, but God has also given us the means to make good decisions based on what we know. And we know that even though we believe it is the real presence, it also can be something that transmits this virus from one person to another.
So, you know, in light of all that, and in light of the diocese having independently made their decision and sort of collectively, as I'm sure you've probably heard, the governor's most, I believe, most recent, as of the time we're talking, executive order was essentially a statewide stay-at-home order. But there's that kind of carve-out for churches to be able to, church services can still go on. Well, what do you make of that order? Just what's your opinion on that?
Well, it's good. I understand what it means. It's a little confusing, I think, for some people. It says that church religious services are essential services. And we know that. I believe that, of course, especially as a bishop. But it says that those can continue and are, in a sense, encouraged. And so we had people contacting me right after this saying, okay, so we're going to open again. It looks like the governor said it's okay. However, what he also said at the beginning was, we have to follow the CDC guidelines and the guidelines set by President Trump, which still says that you cannot have a gathering of more than 10 people, that you have to have 6 feet, you know, distance between those 10 people if you do have 10. So it really doesn't change for that. For us, essential services might be a visit to a priest or confession, you know, one-on-one or something like that, or anointing if someone is sick. That can still go on. That's essential. No one and nothing can stop that.
You know, my final question for you here, you know, people of faith right now in the midst of all this, how do you see, you know, Catholics in your diocese, you know, maybe leaning on their faith, or, you know, but at the same time having to physically be away from the physical brick and mortar churches for Mass. How do you see that playing out, and what's that like for a bishop, for someone in leadership like yourself?
You know, this is an extreme challenge for us to refrain from celebrating Mass together, or even other liturgies or other meetings. We're very sociable, not just as humans, but as Catholic Christians. We love to gather, you know, and the Mass is the highlight of our week, highlight of everything we do. And within the Mass and other liturgies, you know, there's anointings, or there's communion, there's the share the sign of peace, sharing the sign of peace. You know, there's all these things, even, a lot of that. And so that has to be taken away. So that's really tough for us. However, at the same time, we're reminded that we're more than just those things. You know, those are important to us liturgically and ritually, but we are more than that. And so it's really helping us to kind of take hold of our faith at a deep level, of course, in the depths of our hearts, to really celebrate who we are and what we believe in our hearts, while connecting via social media. Thankfully, we have that. And connecting with other people, you know, via video or email or whatever. But also just kind of going a little bit deeper, if you will, inside of us, and realizing that we're doing this. It's painful, it's difficult, it's sad, but this is for the greater good. This is not just about me. This is about my neighbors, indeed, people in the country and the rest of the world as well. So there are still a few people who they let me know that they're angry and upset about the decision to suspend Masses, and I tell them, I'm with you too. I'm very upset about it, very saddened by it, but I do believe, I know that this is the right thing to do. And also, if I can just say this, since you asked, of course, we're people of faith, we know that God is with us, no matter where we are, what we're doing, and we know how this ends. As someone told me once, this woman who was homeless, who used to minister to me, she said, we know how this ends, this all ends in glory. So we just keep our minds fixed on that.
Well, Bishop Bill Walk, thank you so much for talking with me today. Really appreciate hearing from you.
Great. My pleasure. Anytime.